Hello?
Hello, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and on the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues.
Okay.
Okay, what is your zip code?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The first question of the survey asks for your zip code. What is your zip code?
53213.
53213, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what year were you born?
1985.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. We can continue. All right. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
As you may know, there will be elections for office like the presidential, U.S. Congress, this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you not definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person? Sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. In person. Or I'm sorry, absentee.
By mail?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Maybe a 7.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of that person, please indicate that. The first name on the list is Mark Kelly. How do you feel about him, and what number would you give him?
Maybe like a 6.
6. Next on the list is Donald Trump.
1.
1. Josh Shapiro. Shapiro, sorry.
7.
7. Kamala Harris.
8.
Okay. Barack Obama.
9.
Tim Walz.
Trying to think who he is. Tim.
Tim Walz.
Oh, from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him a 9.
9. Joe Biden.
10.
And last one, J.D. Vance.
0.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. For first item, elections and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
Zero.
The banning of Black history.
Eight.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
Nine.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
Eight.
The availability of resources for K-2 education. K-12, sorry.
Nine.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
Nine.
Racial profiling among police.
Seven.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
Ten.
The crime rate in my community.
Three.
Lack of dependable transportation systems.
Eight.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
Ten.
The conflict in Palestine.
Ten.
The affordability of housing.
Six.
The inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
Six.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Trump.
As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Somewhat more motivated.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not at all?
Some.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. The first trait is progressive. Does really describe her or not?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Next trait, governs with kindness and compassion.
Yeah, I think she does.
Does this really describe her or somewhat describes her?
Somewhat.
Okay, next trait, is a political insider.
Somewhat describes her.
Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy. Blazer, sorry.
Yes, definitely describes her.
Really describes her or somewhat?
Really describes her.
Thank you. Represents the black community.
Somewhat describes her.
Okay, locked up people that should not have been.
What's that?
Locked up people that should not have been.
Doesn't describe her at all.
Okay. And fights for people of color.
Describes her, I think describes her somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or if it makes no difference. First trait, Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. This makes her more favorable or less favorable?
Can you read that again?
Yes. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of the police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
More favorably.
Somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more.
Thank you. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
I don't think that's true. Her record wasn't like that. I guess I'd have to say I don't know because I don't think it's true.
Okay, don't worry. It's okay. Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black student group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
How much longer is this poll?
Just a few more minutes.
Okay. I don't think it really matters. I don't think I'd change my opinion of it.
Okay, no difference. Okay, no problem. As California Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, and the first African-American to represent California in Senate. And now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Okay.
You may use a number between 0 and 10. How would you rate your motivation?
10.
Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
6.
6. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Trump.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not at all?
Some.
When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. Local newspapers, CNN, Instagram, MSNBC, TikTok, national newspaper, family and friends, Twitter, network news, local TV news, Snapchat, Fox News, local radio, Facebook.
I would say various newspapers and web publications.
Would you say local newspapers or national newspapers?
Both.
Okay. And we will use other for the online services that you mentioned. Okay. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential elections come up recently in these group chats?
Like every day.
Very often. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes, 3.
Okay, and this is the last question.
Sure.
Last year is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Maybe like 270.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. This concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
No problem. Thank you.
Good night.